Let's listen. 5.
これから、恵子による英語でのスピーチと、その内容に関する質問、および、あ、い、う、えの4つの答えを読みます。質問に対する正しい答えを、あ、い、う、えの中から1つずつ選び、記号で答えなさい。
Hello, everyone. Today, I'm going to tell you about the importance of learning different languages. One Saturday last month, I saw a boy when I was going to the library. The boy looked sad. So I asked him, "Is there anything I can do for you?" Then he used his hands to show he was not able to hear.I wrote my question on a piece of paper and showed it to him. He wrote his answer on it. He wanted to know how to get to the city hospital. It was near the library. So I wrote that I was going to take him to the city hospital. When he read it, he looked very happy, and he used his hands to say something. I was sad.Because I didn't understand the thing he wanted to say. Now I'm learning how to communicate with people who can't hear. I'm looking forward to talking with them. Thank you.
Number 1. When did Keiko see the boy?
One Saturday last month. One Sunday last month. One Saturday next month. One Sunday next month.
Number 2. How did Keiko communicate with the boy?
She talked. She sang. She wrote. She used her hands.
Number 3. What did the boy want to do?
He wanted to become friends with Keiko. He wanted to write Japanese. He wanted to go to the library. He wanted to know the way to the city hospital.
Number 4. Was Keiko happy?When the boy used his hands to say something?
Yes, she was happy to understand the thing he wanted to say. Yes, she was happy that he understood her. No, she wasn't happy because she was very tired. No, she wasn't happy because she didn't understand the thing he wanted to say.
これでリスニング問題を終わります。